Want more great job search tips and advice? Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. In this free webinar, I'm presenting my best strategies for your successful job search. Again, register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search at 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler, Executive Resume Writer of 5Strengths Career Transition Experts. That's FIVESTRENGTHS.com. So I want to thank a lot of you listeners out there. I've been getting so many calls of gratitude, of interest about the work that I've been doing, about the podcast. It warms my heart so much when I hear your voices. So please give me a call, 801-810-5627. If you have questions, if there's something I can help you with, if you just want to chat about your job search, you know how to find me. I'm always here. Anyway, today I want to talk about resumes, but not in the context of job search. There are so many ways you can use your resume that don't necessarily entail looking for a job. So resumes, of course, display your accomplishments. They're your marketing tools, and they're the foundation of your brand. Keeping yours up to date could be painstaking or time-consuming, but doing that updating is really important because you never know when you're going to need your resume for something other than job search. Of course, you might need it for job search, and if you're in the market for a new job or career path, that could be really useful. But resume writing can help you reflect on your personal development and even prepare you for your annual review or anything else that might be coming up in your career. Simply put, life is fluid, and your resume should show every change that you find important about what you've done. If you only update your resume when you're looking for a job, you could really sell yourself short. I recommend that you take the time to write down all of your accomplishments as you do them. Keep a file somewhere, not at work. Keep it private. Write down all your accomplishments because having that list will give you an edge when you actually need to update your resume. Think of it more like a list of completed tasks than a dictation of your skills. So here's some ways you can use that resume that you have updated when you're asked for it. Let's say you are applying to present at a conference, or you're applying to be interviewed by an expert, or you need to present yourself in some way. In that set of materials you need to present to the conference organizer, you will have to include your resume, and that resume has to back up your expertise. And then, of course, once you have been invited and you have done the presentation or the interview or the panel discussion or whatever it is, add it to your resume. Make sure that your next audience understands what you've done. Here's another way to think about it. What if you are being nominated or a colleague is nominating you for an award? You might have to present your resume for that to validate all the things you have done. An up-to-date resume will reveal all of your achievements in a way that demonstrates you're confident and shows you're comfortable with all the things that you have been doing throughout your career. Waiting until you have this ready to go might put you in a position of having to rush, and that ancient years-old resume that you have will require you to scramble to come up with something that represents you well to the awards committee. Here's another way of thinking about it, too. For freelance work, even if you're not looking for a new job, you might want to do a side gig. I mean, we live in the gig economy, and everybody is consulting for one thing or another. So make sure that you can demonstrate to the company or the individual to whom you're consulting that you have the goods, that you've done the thing you are expected to be working on. What about recruiters? If you keep your LinkedIn and your social media up to date, in the same way that you're keeping your resume up to date, and of course those two go hand in hand, expect recruiters to reach out to you, especially if you have toggled the setting to let recruiters know that you are open. That open candidates feature helps recruiters understand that you could theoretically be looking for a new job. But even if you aren't, recruiters are really smart and they will find you if they are looking for that needle in a haystack, that you are the right one for the thing that they need. Show them the best that you have. Keep that LinkedIn profile and your attending resume up to date. Last but not least, think about promotions in your current workplace. Let's say you are not looking to leave your job, but you are thinking about the next thing in your company, and this is all too common. Promotion opportunities might not come available for you all that often, but if your resume is current, you can apply for that promotion quickly without having to take the time to update it or make sure that it's current and speaks to the needs of your new hiring executive. So let's put yourself in the future employer's shoes. When you're creating your resume, think about what your employer wants to see. What are they looking for? And what experiences and accomplishments will set you apart from other candidates? Resumes are a snapshot of you as a career professional. And most employers spend maybe 10 seconds, if you're lucky, looking at your resume unless they find something that they want to read more deeply. Don't expect your future hiring executive or recruiters or anyone else to read your resume like it's a bedtime novel. They're going to pick and choose what they want to see. And if your resume is generic, if it looks like everyone else's, if it doesn't have the details that show you're an expert, you can expect that executives and hiring teams and so on won't want to read it. So take the time to think about what you want and craft your experiences and accomplishments in those terms. It's a long-term career management tool, not just a piece of paper designed to get you from here to there in this particular moment. So when you sit down to update it, make sure you take the opportunity to examine your personal values, your communication style, your experiences, to display them in a way that sets you apart. Make sure that you're highlighting all of your expertise and where you've come and how far you've come and the things you're really good at and all the metrics and KPIs that are associated with what you're good at. Using your resume to reflect on all of your positions and skills gives you perspective on your career and confidence, I think, so that when you go in and talk to somebody face to face about what you've done, you can describe exactly why you're capable. Even if you're, of course, not looking for a job in this particular moment, keep that document up to date. It keeps that confidence up. It keeps that presence of mind up. It keeps all your stories ready to be told if you need to deliver them and on a moment's notice. So don't wait until you need a resume for any of these types of situations, and make sure that you keep yours on hand, ready to go, and ready to present if you are pursuing a step up in your career field. Once again, I'm Amy L. Adler, and thank you for listening to the Job Search Podcast. You all know how to find me. My phone number is 801-810-5627, and nothing warms my heart more than when you all call me and ask me questions. So please consider this an open invitation, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks so much.